The leader of the Bastion Point Takapara Fau occupation has been laid to rest on the land he fought to get back for his people today. Joe Hawke, who was 82, died on Sunday. Marnie Domlop and our cameraman Nick Monroe were there today.
As the sun shone down on Ōrākei Marae and the bells rang, hundreds filed in to come to pay tribute to a pillar of activism and Māori land rights around the motu. He was remembered as a gracious and courageous leader who dedicated his life to not only his iwi, but to all Māori. But he was also remembered as a father, a husband and a koro, as his elders mokopuna Taniera Hawke Hohepa recollected, who koro always being there, enjoying a bucket of pippies with him, but most of all, how much he nurtured them.
It's growing up at the ankles of a giant so that you never doubt the heights that you can soar from his shoulders.
Apotoro Kiriama Pini, who was one of those arrested at the Bastion Point occupation, recalled their arrest.
And even when we sat in the cells, we had fun singing songs. Must have driven all the police fellas mad, listening to Maori singing, and they're supposed to be sad, and they're supposed to be locked up. Thank you for all the wonderful memories.
He says he has left behind a vast legacy, and his mahi is done.
Today, whānau, we lay our rangatira the same way he walked onto that whenua 44 years ago is the same way he goes on it today. With his pride, with his dignity, and with his mana all intact.
The Acting Prime Minister Grant Robertson thanked his whānau for sharing him with the world and called him a kaupapa man who will be in our history books.
When we come to this land, to Takapara Fau, we come humbled. In 2023, every New Zealand student, every young person in Aotearoa will start to learn Aotearoa's histories, finally. And when they do, they'll learn about Joe Hawke.
His brother Alec Hawke spoke of their time at the occupation, a humble disruptor with a simple message.
We were landless, we had nothing to lose, and we stood by him. He drew a line in the sand and said no more to those who had trampled on our rights. Not only our rights, but for the rights of every Māori up here in the country. He had one simple message: give our land back.
Alec's daughter was Joannie. She was 5 when she died at the occupation in a tragic fire. A memorial was built for her at Takapara Fau, and that is where Joe Hawke wanted to be laid to rest. There was much kōrero throughout his tangihanga as to where he was going to be buried. And as Marama Royal of Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei explains, it was an extremely fitting place.
As we know and as Aotearoa knows, ko Takapara Fau, ko Uncle Joe, Takapara Fau. And so there was only one place for him to go, and that was back to the land that he fought for, all those years ago. It was only fitting. It is called Roimata. It is in the shape of a Roimata, and it's only fitting that that's where we will be placing him. For us, it is a wahi tapu, and so it's poignant that that's where he goes.
As he was carried to his final resting place, the ocean sparkled, the haka, karanga and tears echoed throughout the whenua. Where he started that fight for that very land is where he will finally rest. E te papa, moi mai rā.